Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Social Joey and Deb Evans Consulting. Here is your host, Jack Munson.
Social Geek Radio is live and in color. Hello, geeks. Welcome back to another episode with some pretty exciting new geeky technology that I wanted to dive into this week. I know a lot of you guys out there are traveling as much or more than me, and I found recently that it feels like I'm wasting less time having conversations with people in restaurants and hotels that you really don't need to have, and I can get right to ordering what I need to order and talking to the people I need to talk to. So I wanted to dive into that trend a little bit with someone from the space. So joining us today is Stephen Barlow, co-founder and COO of a company called CallPod. Stephen, welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
So before we dive into trends and so forth, give us some background on CallPod. What are you guys up to? What are you doing? And where did you come from?
Sure. So we launched about 4 years ago. We're based in Los Angeles. And my background, I kind of arrived to the space. I actually was a banker in finance covering the sector in New York, and teamed up with my business partner. And essentially, we focused on creating a simple way for guests and service staff to connect in restaurant, hotel spaces, basically anywhere where there's food and beverage. Mm-hmm. You know, since we've launched, we're applied in hotels, restaurants, bars, lounges, a lot of stadiums and amphitheaters. There's a simple device that sits in front of the guest with one or three buttons, which is customizable, almost like a butler button. So when a button is pressed, it sends a message and a location to service staff that indicates, you know, table 41 wants their server. Cabana 3 wants the check, or, you know, Suite 15 wants another round of drinks. So essentially, we created something that we wanted to make sure increased the amount of human interaction and didn't remove it, but then also looked good and kind of fit into what aesthetically a brand was trying to be, whether it's a five-star resort or a bar and grill in an airport.
Yeah, I love that idea of increasing interaction, but wasting less time waiting for that interaction to happen. Right? I can't tell you the number of times sitting in a restaurant waiting for the check. It feels like you waited for the check longer than it took you to eat your meal, and you wish you had the server's phone number so you could send them a text. Right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's really what you're doing.
That's a big one that everyone relates to, I think, is that inefficiency of, you know, trying to connect with your server at the end and the server having to actualize that process.
Yeah, and getting another round of drinks sometimes can be kind of a chore as well. So I'm all about that button. So you're big in restaurants, obviously. What about hotels? Is this still more of a food focused interaction, or are there other things that hotels that you're working with can do with CallPod?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would say about half of our business among our 600 venues where we're present, half are hotels. And I think on the food and beverage side, you know, servicing a guest in a lobby, around a pool, on a patio, in a lounge area, is in many ways a lot more challenging than, you know, in a just four-wall restaurant, because it's an unpredictable occasion. Some people are sitting and hanging out all day, working on the phone. Maybe others are in a big rush. So our technology kind of bridges that friction and lets the guests have a say in how they're serviced. And on the other side, it allows hotels to extend their reach to areas where, you know, because of labor inflation or labor costs, they really weren't able to offer service before. So ideally, they provide better service, and that reach is even larger than it was, you know, without our technology.
Yeah, I guess a lot of hotels can't really staff having, you know, servers near the lobby just because, you know, one guy may want to order coffee, right? But with this technology, that person could be anywhere and still get what they need. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I think on the other side, you know, an overstaffed, overly attentive server can be, you know, as annoying as someone who's not present. So
yeah.
Especially in a lobby space or in a cabana. I think, you know, our system lets people kind of have a say in that a little bit.
Yeah, that is an interesting idea. It's like sometimes you don't know, is the server bored or are they trying to move me along, right? Have I been here too long? Am I taking up space that someone else desperately needs? Is that why this guy keeps coming back over every 5 minutes? So that's very cool. Where else are you guys looking at this for the future? Is this something that could apply to other places outside of hospitality? Is this anything you're working on currently?
Yeah. So we've been applied in a lot of different kind of F&B areas that are not typical restaurants or hotels, like bowling alleys, car racing rinks. Mm-hmm. We do a lot on the stadium side, so amphitheaters and stadium and live music. So Live Nation rolled us out across all of their amphitheaters nationally to for luxury seating, which, you know, at a concert you have, you know, there's even more of a challenge with, you know, trying to in the premium boxes to get, you know, drinks or food, because there's a limited amount of time and, you know, you have the noise. So
yeah,
we mostly focus on, you know, it's food and beverage focused, but we do a handful actually in the healthcare space. But that's mostly, it's mostly as a staff-to-staff tool. So, you know, the way a dental assistant or nurse would communicate with, you know, a doctor or dentist. And then also we meeting rooms within hotels, which is, you know, kind of food and beverage.
Yeah.
And then actually spas. So is a same thing as a staff to staff and guest, you know, guest to staff tool. So that's mostly where we focused.
Very cool. So what do you see happening in the industry, back to hospitality in particular? This feels like it's coming around at the right time because we've got labor issues, we've got different changing consumer ways that they're using restaurants and the amount that they're going to a restaurant and so forth. So where do you see the restaurant and hospitality industry trends happening with communication right now?
Sure. I mean, I think on a really macro level, I would say since we've launched, there's been a definitive shift from technology is a bad word in an F&B space on the guest side to a lot more reception around it. So, you know, I think the old idea that, you know, a good server ensures that you're going to have a great experience. A good server is amazing, but, you know, I think there's things happening on the consumer side. And then obviously, you know, labor has been so challenging and competitively as well. I mean, you have people that you have all these third party delivery services.
Sure.
The fast casual model where you order the counter and go and sit down has really pressured full service operators. So I think on the operation side, it's how do I still provide the same level of service? How do I, make sure there's adequate labor coverage without compromising what our brand is? So, I think it's not totally a server thing, but I think if you look at, consumers have changed a lot as well. And I think the biggest piece of that is people are distracted. People are on their smartphones. People are staring at, if they're not having a conversation, they're staring at their phone at the table. So I think that makes it even more challenging for a server to engage. So I think every brand from, full service luxury hotel to limited service hotel to quote unquote 1980s bar and grill, they're all looking at ways to better engage with their guests, but also do it in an environment where there's this, notable competition from the fast casual guys, the takeout business, and then a distracted consumer. So,
I hadn't even thought about the distracted consumer and just the challenge that must be for a server to try to make eye contact with someone. It's just not going to happen anymore.
Yeah. But on the other side, I think, at least for a while, everyone, was saying, there'll be an app and that will solve all the problems of the world. And that's kind of what we kind of believe in, a hybrid approach.
Yeah.
There's technology that is there and present, but it actually facilitates a connection to a person, not entirely removing, the service element from the equation. So I think, kind of a simple litmus test is, are you making the guests do more with technology, or is it easier than with no technology? And I think that's what our platform is kind of differentiating, versus maybe a tablet or having to type in your order. So I think
the way to the app route is something that I see some brands going to, and it's like, okay, so before I can place my order, I have to download your app, and then to go to your restaurant, now I have to do something else on the app that I've never done before and I have no idea how to do it. So I think providing the guest with the tech that they need at the table, I think is just so much simpler, because there's going to be a lot of people that just will not download the app.
Right. Yeah. But I think, in some occasions that could be relevant, and, a hybrid between the two. And I think that's, as we've looked to, and are, preparing for our kind of second generation of the technology, we've looked at ways that address kind of both of those dynamics, because, food and beverage spaces are very, very different from, a Friday night meal to, eating in an airport to being in a football game. So.
Yeah. A fun meal with friends or a business lunch, very, very different dynamic there. So any predictions, anything you see coming your way in your side of the industry or in hospitality in general that maybe isn't here yet, but something that's just going to, radically change how restaurants and hotels do things in the next couple of years?
Well, obviously I hope that would be us. but
number one, yes.
But no, I think you're gonna see more and more options on the technology side for maybe, areas where, staff isn't necessary and technology can efficiently and easily replace, staff. But I think You know, at the end of the day, people still like that human interaction to some extent. But yeah, I think you're seeing a lot of interesting things in NFC tagging. QR code and chatbots are some things that we've started to explore. So I think there's all kind of ways. I think it's if a brand stays true to who it is and it makes it easier for the consumer, I think it's that should be a route that hopefully the industry moves. But I think labor costs make it. I'd say 4 years ago, no one was even looking at, or at least in our experience, saying, okay, we want to have less staff. We want to try to staff down.
The problem and 4 years ago. Yeah.
And now if they're a five-star hotel, there's that conversation of how do we more effectively use our labor hours?
Yeah. Very good. We're gonna jump back with a little bit more information on CallPod in just a sec. But first, this episode of Social Geek Radio is brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The new June issue is still out at franchisedictionary.com, featuring a spotlight on mobile franchises. Check it out today at franchisedictionary.com. All right. We are speaking with co-founder and COO of CallPod, Stephen Barlow. Stephen, if anybody would like to learn a little bit more about CallPod or connect with you and your team, and maybe they've got some questions about it, where can we send those folks?
So the first place, very simply, callpod.com. That's callpod.com. And secondly, through email, just info@callpod.com as well.
All right. Very good. Callpod.com and info@callpod.com. Stephen, thanks so much for joining Social Geek Radio today. And we look forward to chatting with you again very soon.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week and good night.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.